Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Klal Samach Vov, and we learned Simon Beis, and we're talking about the lochos of chinuch for the purpose of brachos. So the actual age of chinuch for brachos starts at the Mishnah Berurah says at the age of 6 or 7, depending on the sharpness of the child. Which we pointed out that a person can actually start training the child even before that. Now the Rishon Zalman in the Sefer Halicha Shlomo raises the question, if you train the child younger, sometimes the child is not going to be careful about being masked or the Shem Hashem and saying brachas in places which are, it's inappropriate, where it's inappropriate to say the bracha. For example, a bathroom or a place which is not clean. So he feels that that's not something you have to be concerned about. And he says you do not have to refrain from teaching the children brachas because of that possibility. Now the next question which comes up is that brachas, a person says a bracha, a person has to have some level of kavana, and really this is a question which is a general question in regards to mitzvahs. We know that mitzvahs tzrichas kavana, and a child is on an age where he doesn't have kavana, so we know that chinuch is that one has to do the mitzvah, not just do it, but has to do it appropriately. And if we pass the mitzvahs tzrichas kavana and a child can't have kavana, so we basically have undermined all of chinuch because it's impossible to train a child properly. So one approach to this question is from the Turi Evin, the Shagazai wrote a Sefer Turi Evin, Mesechtes Chagiga, Davov, where he says, you have to train the child to do the mitzvah properly. Any impediment which is, however, due to the fact that he's a child, which as he gets older will basically correct itself, that's not a chistaron in chinuch. So the lack of kavanah is something which is child specific, or he's not having kavanah due to the fact that he's a child, that's that he'll become an adult, that issue will correct itself. That is not an impediment to the concept of chinuch. When one teaches a child, the child brachas, so the law is that we know that a person cannot say Hashem Hashem l'batola, not say bracha l'batola. But when you're teaching the child to say the bracha, even if you do not have the food in front of you, that you're teaching him to say the bracha, you could train him to say the bracha properly with the Shem Hashem. It's not levatola, it's part of the training process. So it's not considered levatola. Obviously, if you have an option of teaching it to him while he's eating something, it would be better, but it's not necessary. Regards to answering amen, in that situation, you should not answer amen, Mishnah Berurah says, because it's not really a bracha, so you're allowed to train the child to say this, because this is what he has to learn how to say, but you can't say amen, because amen was simply said in regards to saying, answering to a bracha. That Rishon Zalman raises a thought that possibly we could argue that part of the training is that you say bracha and then somebody answers amen to it. So maybe I should be allowed to answer amen, even though the bracha wasn't a valid bracha, but it's part of the training process. However, it would be better not to answer amen. It would be better to say that was good, you did a good job, but some type of encouragement, they did well. Alternatively, there's one suggestion which is safer. Halichas Tinokas of Ketanim from Rabbi Yitzchak Yaakov Fuchs, who wrote the Sefer Halichas Bas Yisrael and other Svarim. He brings a suggestion from Rav Tzion Abba Shaul, that Rav Tzion Abba Shaul told him that a person can say a pasuk quietly, Baruch Hashem L'olam Amen V'Amen, and use that Amen of the pasuk to answer amen to the child's bracha. That would be an option, that you could say amen. You're saying it as part of a pasuk, and therefore that's acceptable. The child is hearing amen, so he feels good that his bracha received an amen. But you're not saying an amen on something which is not really a bracha, which is inappropriate, like the Mishnah Berurah points out. So that's the suggestion that he has for that part, that purpose. I do want to point out that this heter of saying a non-bracha with the Shem Hashem is part of the training of the child. Even the child, when he reaches an age where he's already able to use a remez and then say the Shem Hashem on his own, without you saying it for him or with him, that would be preferred. But at the beginning, obviously, that's not possible, and it is totally fine to do that. This is because we're training the child to fill the mitzvah of chinuch with saying brachas. When you're dealing with an older child, and you're teaching him a new bracha, obviously you would say the word Hashem and Elokeinu, as opposed to saying Hashem's actual name and saying the same of Elokim properly, because the child can convert them. So when the person is teaching a bar mitzvah bacher how to lane and how to get an aliyah, there's no heter to say Hashem's actual name, because this way you're worried the child, by the actual bar mitzvah, if he trained saying the word Hashem, he might say the word Hashem instead of saying Hashem's name. But when he gets the actual aliyah, the child is old enough at that point in time to convert it, even though the child might be a little bit flustered due to the fear of his bar mitzvah, the fear of the laning, etc. If he says incorrectly, somebody will correct him and will say it properly. So that there's not a heter to say the Shem Hashem, that practice with the actual name of Hashem in the brachas of the Aliyah or the Haftarah. We say that we replace Hashem's name with the word Hashem in order to not say the Shem Shemayim L'Vatol in the bracha for no purpose. And when he gets says the actual bracha, he will have to be careful to make sure that he converts it into the proper bracha. Have a good day.